Today, it is a time to diversify. We've discussed real estate investments. We discussed food security. This week, this guest we have on, our brother Matt, we are talking cryptocurrency. And for those who follow crypto, you know it's tricky times. We really need to know about crypto security. We need to know how to diversify within this crypto game. We're going to be talking about Novatek, which is an awesome investment opportunity for anybody who's looking to diversify. Stay tuned, get your notebooks. We're going to learn some stuff today on the Empower Hour.
Welcome to the Empower Hour. We bring empower to the people because the people have the power. This squad's going to entertain, enlighten, and empower y'all. I'm Queen Kaya, joined by Pharaoh Hammond Freeman and Gina the Great. But before we do anything else, like always, we're going to bless this show and our kings and queens listening.
Ah, blessed, melanated, rising, my peoples. I am so grateful to life. I'm grateful to God, our creator, and I'm grateful to our ancestors for creating another opportunity for us to be able to get on here. And I ask that today's show, let it be very empowering, let it be uplifting, let it be encouraging. Most importantly, let it be wait, did I already say empowering? To each and every one of our listeners, I know I'm sending out that spirit of love, light, unity, strength, great health, peace, and love to everybody. Hotep, amen, and ashe.
Ashe.
Yo, I'm glad to see all you queens. Gina the Great, Queen
What do you
Kaya,
do?
how has your week been?
It was a pretty good week actually this week. It flew by, which is unusual because I feel like in the winter things feel a little slower.
Draggy.
But it flew by because I put back my limits on my phone with social media and like the games on my phone. So even though I was going to cut it off, to be honest, but I'm like, no, I have a duty to give you guys some social media gone wild. So
I have a responsibility.
I just have to be concise with my time now on social media, which is good because when you have your energy like that, you get all that you need in the first few scrolls at the end of the day.
Facts.
But to that, just had more time to do stuff around the house. And I needed to do that, it being my first week back home. And I tried my hand at doing shower bombs.
So
So
what
you know
bombs?
bath bombs,
Okay.
shower bombs, yeah. So you
Okay.
have bath bombs and you put that in your bathtub and whatever. But if you don't have a tub or if you're just trying to take a shower and you still want that same sensation, you have shower bombs that you kind of put at the side of your basin, and it's supposed to give the same feel. So I found myself a little DIY bath bomb. I didn't. It didn't.
I'm not
It
even, I'm
didn't.
trying to get a visual. I'm like, what did you just say? So what, well, so you put it in the corners of your shower and like as the
Yeah,
shower was dry.
because you can't have a stream directly on it, otherwise it'll dissolve effective immediately. But it's supposed to, as it warms up and gets a little bit wet, it's supposed to release the aromas. And the DIY is like basically baking soda, cornstarch, and essential oils.
Okay.
Maybe the first one I did, I didn't let it sit and mold. So I do have a whole ice cube tray. So we're gonna try the second one too. But the first one, I was just like, oh, okay, you're not bombing the way you're supposed to bomb
I'm still
in
trying to figure
here.
out what's it doing. Like it's supposed to just like start to like foam up kind of thing, like on the floor of your shower?
No, it doesn't foam up because there's no acidic blah 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 in it. I don't like there's two different types of bombs. So
Right.
this one isn't like foaming out. It's supposed to, as it hits it and warms it, it's supposed to warm the essential oils in it, and it's supposed to release in the shower.
Okay, so it's just more like the aroma, the
And
smell.
yes, it's like aromatherapy.
You clearly have too
But
much time. Go ahead.
I am tapping into my creative side. Okay.
If I cross
I'm just
something
trying to bathe and get
this
out.
out. And not only that, well, too much time. You mean too much time in the shower? I mean, I don't know how fast you bathe in.
Yeah, I'm
I
just
like to
trying to
be
bathe and get
thorough.
out, yo. Like, and
No.
periodically I wash my hair and I'm upset because it takes like 10, 15 minutes in there, like washing, rinsing, wash again, rinse again. I'm like, damn, I'm trying to get in and out. But sorry, go ahead, Gina. I digress.
Nope, I'm not gonna say it. So essentially, that didn't quite work out, but I'm gonna test some other ones and see, and I'll keep you guys posted on that. And the other thing is, I had a near perfect day. I think it was Monday, and I kind of just decided to wake up and meditate. I've been wanting to do that, but I meditated, and I hewed. I don't know if you guys know what hewing is, and I can't really do it because it's really loud, but it's a certain vibration level that you do that mimics your space that you are when you're in source. And so it's something that really removes all the little, what they call splinters, and anything that is not of you, it removes it off of you, and kind of like, it's like refreshing. It's like a bath for your soul, if you will. And so I did that. And when I tell you, everything was falling in line that day, like the things I had planned that I was just like I had a meeting scheduled, but it wasn't confirmed the night before, like it usually is. And I was like, oh, hey, you know, are we doing this? If not, it's okay. We don't need to. It's just like, oh, sorry. Can we do it another day? I was like, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, we can. Mm-hmm. It's just like, oh, I needed a parking spot. I had to go somewhere real quick to drop something off. I needed a parking spot in the middle of downtown. It said, hello, I've been waiting for you. Mm-hmm. I'm right here.
There you are, right in front of the location. This is for you here.
You going to get this, Hugh? Because
absolutely.
We need in.
Oh, absolutely. Of course. Of course, I'll let you guys know. I'll let you guys know on another episode when I have a little more privacy, because in my locale that I'm in right now, I don't have that.
Okay.
And last week I spoke to you guys about Keith Lee, the influencer that's been just doing amazing things out here in these streets. And Keith Lee strikes again just recently. I think it was yesterday, day before yesterday. He came across a food truck. So just this elder, an older Black man who had a seafood food truck. And Keith is actually, he's allergic to shellfish, but he's like, well, come back tomorrow. I'm going to give you, I make burgers and I'll clean things and I'll do all these things. And he didn't know who he was, right? Prior to what have you. So Keith did his thing, and that man went from, he's like, if he made $100 in that one day, like he was happy because really he wasn't making any money, but he needed to survive. Mm-hmm. And we all know this is survival mode these days.
Talk about it. Damn. And,
right. So he came back the next day. He ordered that one burger. He did his review. The man's Instagram, last I checked, was at like 10.2 thousand followers.
Oh,
and
people wow.
were just like, yeah. And I'm talking about within 15 hours of the post. Okay. Not even a 24, a 15 hours of the post. And they're just like, okay, I'm coming. I'm reaching. When I'm in Vegas, I'm gonna hit that up. And so I'm looking forward to seeing how this is going to flourish for him.
No, that's great. I'm glad to hear that, man.
And like, I felt like emotional watching it. Because, like, there's no ulterior motives. Like, Keith literally has no ulterior motives. Like, he's just like, I came from a struggle. I like food. And I want to help people who make good food and, you know, who need the help, basically. Mm-hmm. So, shout out to him again.
That's I think week. I'm like you in that way, Gigi. Because when I see people win on The Price is Right, I cry so hard. I'd be like, yes, yes. My boyfriend one time said, you know that lady? I said, no.
But you feel for her.
Yes. Like, yes, finally somebody wins something.
Yeah. Especially the good, because like he obviously doesn't go and like, I mean, he's not seeking out whether you're arrogant or not, but he does identify whether or not your service is good. And a lot of the people that he's gone to have been like are super humble with him and like come talk to him without knowing who he is and give the genuine service. And when they do that, he's just like, all right, I'm gonna hit you with this blessing.
I love that. I love that a lot.
Yeah. Hi, how was your week?
It was a week, y'all. It was a week. I am right now in the process of doing some fixing up in my life because as I was telling you guys before, I'm in the period of my life where I need to do a lot of life changes. So I have mentioned before, I was recently re-diagnosed with these fibroid tumors, 5 of them, and I have 2 kilos worth of almost 5 pounds worth of fibroid tumors stretching across my abdomen right now. In the last maybe 2 to 3 months, they've grown so excessively. But this is something that we know a lot of Black women are prone to. So, you know, a lot of people are like, okay, yeah, well, fibroids, but this is a different kind of case because my family, they're very prone to them. And my aunt actually had one removed that was 18 pounds. So now I am coming to where the doctors are suggesting a hysterectomy. So my week has been very, very tumultuous in regards to what's going to happen with my health. And, you know, there's different types of hysterectomies, which I didn't know because I started doing some research and stuff like that. And I think this is very important for all women, you know, and in this time of our lives, going, make sure you get your checkups, your pap smears often enough so that when something like this happens, you know what's happening to you. I myself had all of my stuff done. But when they are small at first, no one says anything to you. But now, and they'll say that it's of no concern, but within the last 3 months, they've grown so big that I almost can't understand what I've eaten or what I've done to myself or what did I, because I didn't do anything crazy to myself. What have I ingested or lotioned myself with or put on me that has made them grow so rapidly? So this week is a week for change. And so it was difficult, but I learned a lot in this week. And so I'm moving towards my healing right now. And hopefully I won't have to get this surgery, but that's what I'm dealing with right now. I'm dealing with lady issues and life issues. Because this is all a big shock, you know, and I feel like I'm too young to be menopausal already, even though people do become premenopausal, I think as early as like 37 or something like that, 35 for premenopause. But I'm not ready for that in my life. So that's what I'm dealing with right now. And that's pretty much my week in a nutshell. This is the week of, you know, revelations and healing. So
Queen, well, you already know we send you that love, that light, strength, positivity, anything that we could do as a community to help, to give you that encouragement. You already know.
I reached out to I now swear by Paul Wallace.
I was about to say, I was like, I don't know if Paul could do anything, but maybe.
Yeah, I gotta go and see Paul. I gotta go and pick up my herbs and stuff like that. I went through it with the doctor when I was talking to her the other day, because she's like, you know, hysterectomy. I'm like, homegirl, hold up. I need to go and see my homeopath. I'm going to come back. How many months I got before you want to do this? Right. She's like, you got 4 months. Come and see me in 4 months. So I'm going to work on it with Paul. He already has my prescription and everything made up. I'm going to go and pick it up from him. But I swear by Paul Wallace right now.
Yeah, so shout out to Paul Wallace. And another queen I would recommend reaching out to is also Sabrina Carrington from As Intended All Natural.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, because I almost like, and it's, don't quote me, but I feel like I remember her giving a testimony of being in a similar situation. And when she went back, she had taken some kind of natural remedies as well. And then when she went back, she was also supposed to do a surgery. And when she went back, they're like, it's not necessary anymore. And that's the thing. I'm not sure if it was fibroids. I think it was, but anyways. So I strongly recommend.
Fibroids 2P. And you know what? I think I had felt like I connected with her on that. And then I was supposed to reconnect with her, but I didn't. At the time, they told me that it was nothing to be worried about. But now I'm walking around one day and I just feel like I'm going to fall down on the floor. And I'm like, there's something going on in here.
Yeah,
something
is
got a brick, like a brick stretched from here to here, like across my waistline. Right. So I'm like, what hardness? You know, I can't bend over and tie my shoes. I'm going through it. I'm like, So I am going to go out to them actually and get some healing. But Pete, how was your week? Tell me about your week.
It was an up and down. Like, I went through it this week. So first off, I'm listening to this new book. I recommend it to everybody. It's called Traction. All right. It's just getting a grip on your business and different things like that. You guys know I'm always into all these audiobooks. Matter of fact, on topic, off topic, within the OFC business team, I mentioned it last week as well. So we have started the book Atomic Habits. So anybody who just wants to join our audiobook club, you could join every Tuesday morning, 7 a.m. To 7:30. We listen to excerpts, so like a chapter at a time, practically, of Atomic Habits. And it's an amazing, amazing book for anybody who's in business, anybody who just wants to get a handle on their life. So it's not even just about business. It's just learning like vital habits that will help you to structure your life. All right. So that's what we've been doing. But anyway, so I've been working with one of my associates, David Cassius, and my brother Frank from the Pan-African Council of Quebec. And together, like, we're going through this book, Traction, and it's been showing me different, just like what I could be, what I should be doing better within my business, how we should be restructuring the OFC. And it's been exceptional. And so with that, I've created like a different work schedule for myself where I divvied up my work day, where instead of just doing a whole blob of like 10 to 12 hours, sometimes 14 hours in a day of work, I break it into small segments of, you know, like 3 to 4 hours per segment. And it has made a world of a difference for me. Like my days always start early. As you guys know, I'm up at like 5. And like my work day usually starts around 6. But it's like being able to be on a kind of regiment where it's like, okay, I've allocated some time from 6 to like, you know, 10 to handle certain aspects. And then, you know, like between 10 to like 2, I handle some other things. And between like 3 and 7, I handle some other things. It has made me, first of all, that sense of like subtle anxiety I get because I'm just like trying to get so many things done. And then like I just work so many hours on particular things because I'm just trying to get it done. I no longer have that sense of like urgency and anxiety because I'm like, well, whatever I didn't do today, I'm just going to do it tomorrow in that same segment of time, you know? I also found it has helped my eating habits because when I take these breaks, for some reason, I'm actually hungry. Like, it's like, yo, I think it's psychological because I used to be able to go a full day, like just grinding out all day and forget to eat. Like, you're just because you're on to one thing to the next and just doing it. And before you know, you're like, I don't think I ate at all today. Like, so it's like, but now it's like, I find like it's given me that work-life balance that I've been needing because it's like, it's even allowing me to just, you know, I'm more present with the children and stuff like that because it's like now when work is done, like I check out, like I close my computer, I leave my work phones, you know, and
you're remembering you.
I'm remembering me.
Breaks. I done took care of all of y'all. Now I'm remembering me.
Talk about it. It's feeling good.
You just remind me of the Malcolm X movie when he first meets, before she becomes his wife, when she first meets him, what she says to him, even Jesus paused to eat.
Right.
And you just reminded me of that. That's real right there. I'm proud of you.
Thank you, Queen. Yo, I feel I'm thank you for saying that because it's everything in me and around me is showing me it's a new era. It's a new day. And last night, Shy and I were talking about something and she's like, you know, I'm feeling like we're on the brink of something new. And I'm like, you know what, Queen? I'm like, I feel like we're on something new. Like we're no longer on the verge of, like it's here. The time is now, you know? And it's like, it's guys, like, call me what you want to call me, but like I feel that what we're doing right now as a community, the consciousness, it's a paradigm shift. We're shifting an entire paradigm. A whole level of consciousness is about to just kick in, and it's going, and it's happening simultaneously, like with this whole AI revolution that's hitting us as well. So it's like on one side you got this AI thing that's happening and that's really about to go next level. I don't know, have you guys tried it yet, this new AI thing that everybody is talking about? It's like what's the website, something GT, or have you guys heard about it?
I just heard about that yesterday, actually. I never heard of it before.
Sorry guys, not to be all over the place, but let me tell you guys, so this whole new AI thing. Now, as you guys know, I'm super old school, like in terms of, I'm not tech savvy at all right? But MCD Solo is. He's like the complete opposite. So he's into all these tech things. So in one of our morning chats, he was mentioning, you know, the platform. And I'm like, yeah, I heard about it, but whatever. He's like, no. So we're on like a kind of slash video call and whatever. So he's showing me, first of all, it's super easy to get on. And I hate to be like advertising for it, but it's not hard to get on. Anybody just search, I can't remember the thing right now. What is it called? Like maybe throughout the show, if I find it, I'll remember and tell you guys. But it's a simple website. Everybody knows it. Whatever. It's like a free AI source.
Is it ChatGPT? It's ChatGPT.
Thank you. GPT. That's exactly what it is. And it's the term is super logical because when you're in it, it feels like you're just chatting like in a WhatsApp conversation. It's really that simple and user friendly. Like it's like you just, it's a 2 seconds to log in. And then it's like a chat conversation. So you'll put anything like, and you have different options. It could write things. It could create pictures. It could create sounds. So it's like, so in my case, I was testing out something. I was like, okay, I would like to, I think we were like, let's create a business plan for, it was some random thing. Like we were talking about, I think it was like a new community resource that does XYZ business plan, please. Bam. And it's just writing out full business plan. And we're reading, I'm like, yo, And I'm reading line by line as it's spitting it out. I'm like, yo, it's actually a really good business plan too. Like, I had to write a couple of letters. Anyway, so just to say, I'm like, yo, this thing's about to revolutionize how people do things, period. Like, it's about to, on one side, it's about to change the game for people, like in terms of writing songs, in terms of drafting contracts, in terms of business plans, strategic plans, financial projections. The thing is doing anything. All you got to do is just be mindful of what you're putting in, because what you put in, the question you put in, it's going to give it right back. So if you word a little janky, it's going to give you back some kind of weird, and you could say, okay, you know what, redefine it. I had to give me a speech, and then I said, change your speech to deliver to 5-year-olds. Yo, the damn thing changed the wording. I'm reading this. I'm like, yo, oh my word, people, it's next level. So I'm looking
frightened.
You say you're frightened, right? Yeah, with reason. And because let's not be naive, guys, because what's about to start happening, right? Is that technology, because we the more this thing becomes popular, we're feeding this, right? And this AI thing that's doing, it's feeding these robots like that we haven't even seen yet, that they like, some of them, like we've seen some images and glimpses of these kind of AI robots that they're creating, but we're feeding these things, we're giving it intelligence by asking questions, by throwing things into it, by giving it things to do and to think about. So these things are, it's about to become real. So while there's an evolution when it comes to tech happening, guys, there's a spiritual and conscious evolution that's happening as well. And we need, like, for us to be able to balance out the planet, we need to be just as mindful of our spiritual growth, our mental growth, our consciousness, so that we don't get absorbed by the tech. And
but that's key, though. Mm. Oh, sorry. No. Totally jumped on you there. But that's key. It is about balance, because regardless of what, we like tech, right? Yep. Tech has helped us from a health perspective, from a communication perspective, from a connecting perspective. Yeah. So it's all about who's wielding it on the other end, right? So it depends on the intention of the person who's using it. So I think we need to be mindful of that. But, when I was reading a lot of spiritual stuff too, even nuclear power actually is supposed to be something that's helpful for us. But it's been taken and nuclear bombs happen and all of that type of stuff. And so in the wrong hands, wrong things can happen. In the right hands, great things can happen. So it's not like be mindful of technology and shut everything out and live in a cave.
That's it.
It's just look at the intent behind the person who's using it.
Snap, 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 Gina. Well said. And basically, as I'm closing out this segment, it's like what you just said is right on the head, because again, with this whole paradigm shift, I'm gonna say it here. I'm telling you guys right now. So a part of this evolution is us taking back control of the planet. And those who are currently running it, their intentions is not pure. And this whole paradigm shift is going to put the power of the planet back into the hands of those that it should be. And it's going to be back in the hands of the majority, because right now it's in the hands of the minority, and they are manipulating it in a certain way to keep themselves in power, right? To keep control of the planet, where the majority, we don't need to keep control of the planet. We just need to live, right? We just want to live. We want to live in peace. We want to live in harmony. We want to live in unity. And that's the new era that is coming, guys. I've seen it. I've seen the visions as clear as day. It's been so clear that it's gave me a peace in my spirit. Like, guys, there's nothing that could throw me off. Like, I seen it. It's coming. Just brace yourselves for it. It's about to be an exciting ride. So with that, guys, let's transition. I'm excited for this next interview that we have with our brother Matt. He is our crypto genius. He's about to deep dive with us. He's been on here before, and now we're going next level, because now we're talking security, we're talking preventions, and we're talking, you know, everything, even that we're going to touch as well on the Novatech in preparation for an event that we're hosting next Saturday, so the 28th of January.
Parlay with the people.
All right, beautiful people. So we are back. As you guys know, as we spoke about at the top of the show, we are talking diversifying our investments. We're talking, guys, you know, we're talking crypto. And it's the second time we have this brother on with us, and it's because the time is now. There's been a change in the digital currency industry, and there's no other brother
to come on to talk about that besides his brother, Matthew Stanislaus. Welcome back to the Empower Hour. Thank you for being on with us on Parlay with the People. So, my brother, welcome back.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Good. How are you feeling?
I'm good. I'm tired. Happy New Year, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Yes. Yeah. All that good stuff. Thank you, my brother. So for those who might be listening for the first time or who haven't met you before or don't know about you, let's take a moment just to dive in a little bit about your background. So where are you, Matthew? Let the people know.
Okay. So basically, my name is Matthew. I have a crypto business that I've been running since 2020. Mm-hmm. I've been in crypto since 2019. And I'm a big believer in the crypto technology, and I am an advocate for the technology and just what it's about and where the world is headed. So mm-hmm. that's just me. And right now I'm in Vanier. I'm studying computer sciences. Nice. And yeah, and I like playing sports. I play football, track and field, and hockey. So,
okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So that's what it is. And thank you for giving the reference. You've been in crypto since 2019. So it's not like you just picked it up a couple of months ago and you're trying to figure a thing out. Like, yeah. You've been able to see, like, even though, like, 2019 to now, it's a couple of years, but there's been a lot of movement in it. And I think that's the nature of crypto as well, right? So for those who might not even know about crypto, can you just explain it? Explain like you explained to a five-year-old, like just to understand what is crypto about.
Okay, so basically how you could view it, it's like a digital, it's an online currency that you can use to make transactions or just hold as a store of value. Mm-hmm. So with my experience with crypto, I usually hold my asset so it could go up in value mm-hmm. long term. Mm-hmm. But really what you need to know about cryptocurrency is it's a new asset class. It's during the wealth transfer, and this is the time to buy.
No, but okay, and you said a key word. You said the wealth transfer?
The wealth transfer, because you see, like, the blockchain cryptocurrency is going to be integrated with this new modern-day economy. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the United Nations, there's a roadmap for sustainability that they're trying to achieve by 2030. Mm. And cryptocurrency is going to be that piece of puzzle that is going to be used for the new economy in 2030. Okay. So yeah,
is that the whole world order, new world order stuff that we're talking here?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So you're going to see a lot of electric stuff. You're going to see a lot of different types of digital currencies. You're going to see a lot of different changes within our own, our own living. Like, there's, like I said, more electric. You're going to mm-hmm. see AI, blockchain. It's all going to be part of this new economy by 2030.
Well, we're already hearing remnants of that, right? Like, even if we're in Canada, we're no longer going to be able to purchase non-electric cars or fuel-based vehicles by 2025 or 2026, I believe.
Seriously? It's right around the corner.
Yes. Do you not know this?
Yeah, no, because there's a huge truck I'm trying to buy soon. It's like $500,000. I need to save up. I need a little more time. Hopefully. 2 years.
Yeah, I don't know. Trucks. Trucks may not be necessary, but it, from your personal use. I don't know if commercial if they're doing it for commercials. Thank you, Jim. But yeah, like, so I know there's definitely, with the whole G20 happening, things wanting to be more bio-friendly.
Mm. Eco-friendly?
Eco-friendly, thank you. Yeah. That was French. So more eco-friendly. And then we were just talking in the group chat about chat GPT.
Oh, word.
Yeah, chat GPT and the whole AI, right? Mm.
Because it's so funny you said that, because as you're talking digital currency, I'm like, okay, great. So between the AI, digital currency, all our information being out there. So it's like everything's out there. There's like, we will have no control over these things.
Nothing.
Like, right? That's nothing. Just get used to it. But then, okay, so now, but this is why you're here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's a push for decentralized like currencies. Like you have like some cryptos like VeChain, and you just have like Ethereums and Cardano. But the thing is, like, do governments really want to make things decentralized, or do they want to control, basically, they want to have a centralized type of currency? So what I've noticed from even, like, a year and a half ago, central bank digital currencies, mm-hmm. and those are government-based currencies that are going to be used, you know, and they're going to try to make people use them and make it seem like it's a convenient way of making transactions, but all it just does is it takes more control from the users of that currency. So that's why there's a lot of projects that, you know, that I'm heavily invested in, like VeChain, that deal with the sustainability. They're dealing with tracking and tracing, data collecting. You know, they're going to be tracking down the whole life cycle of vehicles and batteries. And like I said, with this whole sustainability, this is where we're going. They're trying to solve all the problems with the supply chain. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. And I like that you do that homework. And that was one thing. So we had spoken about it last time we had met. But I had myself and one of my sons had an opportunity to take a workshop mm-hmm. with you. And I strongly recommend anybody who's interested in crypto, like you're hearing about this for the first time, and you're call yourself a baby in it, like I was or still am. Connect with Matthew, because it's like the information that you have, that what you have studied is huge, and just people. A lot of times get caught up in seeing stuff on Instagram or seeing celebrities promoting certain things. And unfortunately, guys, a lot of times they're paid to do that, right? So they're just advertising, but they haven't done the homework. They're not making sure that actually you're investing with an ethical company or a company that's actually taken, you know, that has a plan for long-term, a plan for sustainability. And that, I appreciate, that's one of the things that you look into, right? It's understanding the back end of a lot of these things. And it's actually kind of going off topic a little bit, still on this topic of this GBT, ChatGBT. I was asking, I started asking this thing a bunch of questions just to see, like, you know, beyond just making it do stuff, I wanted to know, like, what's behind this thing. And it was explaining to me that one of the things that as a society we have to be very mindful of is really, is one is to understand AI is coming, right? AI is being embedded into everything. But the ethics of the people behind it is one of the most important things you have to be mindful of, because it's like anything, the tool could be used for good or for bad. Right.
And just for the listeners, AI is artificial intelligence.
Thank you. Yeah, very much so. So that's something that we have to really be mindful of. And it's not to, I think as a people, it's coming. It's already here. Let's not say it's coming anymore. That's kind of, it's kind of cliche to even say it's coming. It's here right now. And if we're our, I guess, responsibility as people is to, we can't run from it or be scared of it. We have to understand it. We have to get involved in an aspect, because if not, it seems like one of those things that if you don't, it's coming anyways. Mm. So it's either you get involved and kind of try to get on the front end of it so that you can manipulate it, use it to your advantage. Because if not, then you're going to get kind of rolled over. It's going to happen. Like before you know it, your cash is useless. Like, you know, and you're like, what do you mean? I can't use cash anywhere. it's like that's really what is happening. Mm-hmm. Right. So now, so for where we are, what are some of the things because I know with the workshop we have coming up, security is a big thing. Having ledgers is a big thing. Yeah. But these are things that are completely foreign to a lot of people.
Yeah.
So if you could share a little bit just about those aspects.
So basically all a ledger is just an extra layer of security, and you're just responsible for your own type of security measure. So a lot of people, what they do is when they buy these crypto assets, they buy it on the exchange. Like, there's a whole bunch of them. For example, people could buy it on FTX, people can buy it on any exchange that offers cryptocurrency, you could buy it. But the thing is, exchanges are centralized, which means that you're not really in control of your money. So the exchange might be safe, but if anything happens to that exchange, your money is gone. Like we saw with FTX, where people lost their money and can never get it back.
Let's go back a step, because let's assume like people are not familiar with what we're talking about.
Because I didn't hear about this FTX.
Yeah, I was like, let's go back a notch, because I know the biggest thing for me, because some of my close acquaintances and business associates, I know they lost a lot of money with the like Bitcoin, and like they it was huge what was happening. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't, because I'm a step removed. I was like, okay, it's too bad, but you know, whatever be the case. But maybe you could give us just a little history of what has happened in the industry, and then we could talk about
Okay, well, a lot has happened. There's this hedge fund called FTX, and they basically, they made excuses on why people's money disappeared. But really and truly, they ran off of people's money. So this is, you know, and everyone thought they were legit, you know. Everyone, they had a partnership with the Miami Heat arena. Okay. So people relatively thought their money was safe on the exchanges. Mm-hmm. But because of that whole situation where people lost money, like, more people are looking toward to having an extra layer of security where they don't have to rely on anyone to protect their asset.
Okay.
So that USB key, which is the ledger, it allows you to store your assets onto it, and it's an offline cold storage wallet, which means that nobody can access your crypto except for you. So if you lose it, it's it was your responsibility. Maybe you didn't write something down,
right,
or maybe you sent it to the wrong address. But that
so let me break that down. So then, so from what I'm understanding,
yeah.
So I could purchase crypto on one of these platforms that you listed, and once I have my crypto, I could almost like download it or extract it from the platform and put it on a USB key, which is like my wallet type of thing.
Yeah. So you create it. Well, you download an exchange. Mm-hmm. You could put money onto the exchange, or you could buy your crypto or whatever. Mm-hmm. And once you buy it, you have the USB that you set up, and it has its own built-in wallet address.
Okay.
So when you have money on the exchange, mm-hmm. you could always transfer your funds out onto your USB key.
Okay.
So it's not relying on the exchange to hold your asset. You're relying on your own self, your own private key.
But now if I'm on...
Sorry, so then, mm-hmm. so is that to have to say the people who lost money... with Bitcoin, it wasn't about losing money from Bitcoin. It was losing money from that exchange platform that basically swindled them.
Yes,
and took the money you ran. Okay, yeah. Okay. So it wasn't necessarily the cryptocurrency that plummeted. It was the tool that they were using to purchase and sell.
Well, Bitcoin dropped as well.
Okay,
but like it's always safer to keep your money on the exchange because a lot of the exchanges because Bitcoin. Is coming down.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of exchanges are collapsing, failing, filing bankruptcy. So if you want to keep your assets safe, especially in times like this, it's better to really secure it and only trust yourself to secure your own stuff.
And I'm sorry. And again, just for clarification. So what causes Bitcoin to start to crash like it's doing?
FUD, fear, uncertainty, doubt. People are scared of losing money. People hear, for example, when crypto was up, mm-hmm. you heard a lot of people saying a crash is coming, a crash is coming, a crash is coming. So that's already bringing fear into the market.
Right.
Even though a crash did come,
right.
just that extra panic is mm-hmm. causing people to sell off. Just a whole bunch of there's a whole bunch of reasons. Like even just whales, they're selling their asset, buying it back at a cheaper price. Mm-hmm. They're dumping the market. So, and also with economic factors and stuff, so...
You just
but that's
said a term, and you just said a term whale. So I'm just logically, I'm assuming that's a person who has a lot of of crypto,
a large majority of holdings in a certain specific asset. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's how stocks work. Mm-hmm. It's not. So for anyone who's worried, like, oh yeah, but that's a crypto thing. That's stocks. Period.
Yeah, that
could be if you decide to buy stocks in wheat. One day the stock might have been 100 for one stock, and the next day it could be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
$40 and right. it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so mm-hmm. it's the same concept. Oh, got it. So all right, so that's what's happening. So it's kind of like a domino effect. So it's still somewhat of a volatile market because it's still very
new.
It's new, and from what I'm understanding, it's like people's insecurities play a huge factor. Like
yeah.
it's either you're trusting this and you're good with it, or you're kind of scared and you're selling it. But then those who are investment-minded will see it as an opportunity to buy because it's getting cheaper.
Especially when you're getting it at a cheaper price and you really believe in the project,
mm-hmm.
you're not really looking at it as you're losing money. You're looking at it as an opportunity to buy it at a cheaper price.
Right.
So, yeah.
Okay. So now, all right. So that's the ledger. And that's, so again, a ledger is like your USB key. But then again, from my understanding, if you lose that, that's your bread. And I think I've even heard stories where people had like Bitcoin on like a USB key, can't find it.
Millions of dollars. I've seen it.
Well, the thing with the USB key, if you actually lose the key, like the USB itself, mm-hmm. you could always get back into your wallet. You could always get back into your crypto and your wallet address as long as you have like a recovery phase.
Okay.
It's just like it's in case if you actually lose the USB.
Mm-hmm.
The recovery phrase is about 24 words.
Okay.
So I recommend that if you do buy a USB, write down your information.
Word.
Yeah. And once you have that, you will be able to gain access to your crypto. So
okay.
shouldn't be a problem. Yeah.
Okay. See, you're educating us. All right. So now, go ahead.
But you don't want to, like, you still don't want to lose the USB key because then it's a pain to get it back, like, well, to buy another one and set it up.
Okay, good. I'm glad you said that. Yeah. I was about to say, okay, so for those who are listening to you, like, what kind of investments, what are we talking about? Like, when you, like, are these keys super expensive? Is it something you could just go to Walmart, pick up a key and say, cool, this is what it is?
The Nano, well, the one that I have, it's the Nano X. And basically, it's about $200, $230.
Okay.
There's a cheaper one called the Nano S.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to security with your asset or your own money, I prefer to just spend the additional money to actually secure, have the most updated USB wallet
mm-hmm.
when, like, because it's your money. You want to make sure that you're up to date, you know. So, that's it. Right. So I have the Nano X, and for me, I'm happy with it. It works perfectly. You can see your account balance. You just need a laptop. You can set it up, and it's perfect. You're ready to go, and you can secure all your assets. And USB holds up to like 7,000 different cryptocurrencies of your choice.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Okay, so then, so for a person who has investments and they're looking to diversify, mm-hmm. What are your thoughts? Like, so would you recommend? Do you think investing into crypto is something, like, you know, let's say they have some real estate already and they've invested in some precious metals, they have some gold, some silver, and they want to diversify because, you know, they're either looking to secure money or they're looking to flip money. They want to put it in somewhere where they could make a return. What are your thoughts?
Well, me, I recommend having some crypto because mm-hmm. right now crypto is a new asset class and that volatility could work for or against you. Okay. So the same way it's down now, it's going to go back up. And the same way it was up mm-hmm. almost at 100 grand, mm-hmm. it could still crash back down. So I would recommend somebody to buy some crypto, but understand like what you're willing to put in and what you're willing to lose.
Got it.
You know, but I would highly recommend it. Even in times like this,
right.
you know, it may seem like there's no hope, all opportunity is lost, but it's not. Like, mm-hmm. you know, we're very early still.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this might be an ignorant question. I don't know if Guy or Gina, you guys know. But how long has crypto been around? Like,
Well, Bitcoin has been around since, the white paper came out around 2009.
Okay.
So it's been around for quite a while now.
The white paper?
Yeah, of Bitcoin.
What's that mean?
Basically, like how the project started and okay. what they're trying to achieve.
Okay. So since 2009. Okay. So
and Bitcoin was the first one, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So is Bitcoin something that you have to keep buying into in order to see a turnover for it? Or, like, because I'm not understanding how one actually makes money that you could use.
Good question.
Like how to make profit from Bitcoin?
Yeah, because like I got like $300 worth of Bitcoin.
Mm.
But I feel like the way that the market goes up and down, I might be making a cool $12 to get some ice cream.
Yeah.
But I'm not getting anything.
Well, I understand. So yeah.
At what point in time when do you stop buying in order to be able to, or how much do you have to buy in order to be able to do something with the residuals off of it? Because I'm not seeing a reason for it right now.
Yeah.
I'm like at $300 and then sometimes I go in and it's $212. I'm like, where the rest of my money at?
Yeah, that,
you know?
That's a great question.
So
the thing is with me and Bitcoin, I do believe that Bitcoin is a great crypto. It's a great project and it will go up in value. But because you're buying Bitcoin already at like 28 grand, 30 grand, 40 grand, to really maximize your profit, mm-hmm. you're not going to have that same opportunity compared to a project that's at like 1 cent, 2, 3 cents, you know? Okay. So for example, you put $2,000 into Bitcoin right now, you might only see an increase of $1,000 or $2,000, depending on the market's going up, in a span of what, maybe 8, 9 months. Mm. But you go and put your money, you go put the exact same $2,000 into a project that's at 2 cents. If it goes to 15 cents, that's 15 grand. Okay. So you just made a profit of 13 grand. Right. So that's like how I would go about it, like going for cheap projects, you know, projects that are under a penny or below 10 cents compared to something that's at like 30 grand a coin, you know, because you only have a percentage of one full coin.
Okay, do you guys have like advisors that are connected to these platforms to show you where you should be putting it? Because when I go on, I don't see many tools that tell me, okay, this is what you should be doing with it today. It's almost like they just leave you up to your own devices. So it's like if you're not good at stock exchange, well, then your Bitcoin is just sitting there like me.
Yeah.
What resources come with us taking this blind leap into Bitcoin with these people?
And actually, it's something I want to interject because you're saying something, and it sounds similar to my original understanding of it. Is because there's Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a particular coin, mm-hmm. and then it's like the cryptocurrency, right? So it's like it's understand there's different kinds of crypto you can invest in, but Bitcoin is a particular one. Bitcoin is one of the currencies. Just for our listeners to understand, just the kind of the differences there. But yeah, so you're saying.
Yeah, so basically with Bitcoin right now, like you said, like there's multiple different cryptocurrencies, and right now a lot of the cryptos are following Bitcoin, But eventually, over time, they're all going to break off into their own market because they're all targeting different industries and different markets in terms of their use cases. But with crypto, it's really up to you, the individual, to do what they feel like doing with their own money. So if you feel like just buying certain cryptos and just leaving it in there, you have that choice. You have the choice to stake it. You could even transfer it to a different wallet. And there's just different, like, there's even rewards that you can use within, like, the crypto exchanges that, you know, you could get more passive income. So, yeah.
But I want to say, too, we have to understand that when it comes down to stock exchange, there's a myriad of different things within that. And so it depends on how you want to do your investments, too. So those who are going to invest in cryptocurrency, this is an investment that might be a little more long term. Or if you say if you're a whale and you want to dump it and buy money quick or buy it at a cheaper. The whole point about Bitcoin, again, was that they had a finite number of coins that they put onto the market and that were bought. And the only way to buy it is to have whoever bought it sell it. And that's where it kind of went up and or down. But if you're talking about when is my investment going to give me money in my pocket, well, that's when you want to try to maybe invest in something that has dividend payments and stuff like that. Because your Bitcoin, or I don't know all the different cryptocurrencies, but from my understanding, that's not an investment that's going to send you out checks on a quarterly.
Right, I'm not going shopping with my Bitcoin. Mm-hmm.
Correct. The only time you'll be able to actually say I have money in my hand from it is when you decide to sell. Right. And if when you decide to sell, if it makes sense for you to have a certain investment from it.
Because truth be told, I'm not going to make anything off of $300 worth of Bitcoin. A Bitcoin costs, what, 40 grand?
Right now, about roughly, yeah, well, 30.
So you need a whole key of Bitcoin before you make some money because you're not getting it off of ounces of Bitcoin.
Diamond nickel in the Bitcoin is not going
to... You need a whole key of Bitcoin to get some dough. I get it.
But I'm sure if you put that same 300 into like a penny coin, like it doesn't even have to be pennies. It could be cents too, like something like XRP, VeChain. Mm-hmm. And I always say VeChain because I really believe in the project. Mm-hmm. But something like that, you're giving yourself more opportunity to make more profits when the markets do go back up. Mm-hmm. So.
Gotcha.
So now, and we're talking, so we're here with Matthew, who is our crypto genius, if you're now tuning in to Parlay with the People.
Real life, too, because there is nothing that he don't know about this.
Right? She's like, I know that. But so we're looking at, what's the term I'm looking for? A hedge fund, I guess, is the term. Like, because we'll transition a little bit into what's coming up. We have an event coming up on Saturday, the 28th. Is it? Lord, I've lost track of the dates and the times. I think it's going to be the 28th. I mean, I think, yeah.
Time's flying. Like
28th to Friday.
Yeah, yeah. Right? Is it 28th to Friday?
Yes.
Lord. So our event
is... No, I'm lying. It's a Saturday.
Okay. Thanks. Yeah. You throw me off. Yeah. So it is the 28th, right? And where it's a little bit more than just an intro to crypto. It's an event for those who are interested about crypto, want to find out about it, who are concerned with securities about crypto, who want to find out more about the ledger. So Matthew's going to be one of the speakers. But we're also talking about this new product called Novatech. And Novatech is I guess it's like a hedge fund. I guess you could call it that. It's like because they manage people's cryptos. And I think that it's something for a person more like Kaya who would like to be able to invest and see some kind of return. Might not have the time to manage it, but you're investing within a collective. So first off, before we even talk specifically about Novatech, what are your thoughts on investing in those kind of pools, like where you're investing with other people into crypto? Because to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it gives me the feeling of it's like the mutual fund game of crypto.
Yeah. The thing is, like, if you don't have time to invest yourself and you need somebody else to kind of manage your money, like, it would be a great option to actually use one of those mutual, those hedge funds.
Right, yeah.
Like, if you have no time or, you know, if you're not too sure on what you're doing.
Right, yeah.
It's a good idea, yeah.
Okay, right. So, good. So, I'm glad you said that. Good. It gives me a peace of mind. Because I have to say, I've invested about $1,000 or so into Novatech. And what I have to say is that although I haven't, I don't follow it. I don't really have time. I check in like maybe once a week when I get a notification to say that, you know, like another deposit has been made. But I have been able to see, despite the instability of the market, consistent growth. Like I've seen money every week.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that I'm not sure if you could explain how that works. Because if the industry itself is all unstable and kind of tanking. How is a platform like Novatech still able to give us a certain return every week?
Honestly, I'm not too familiar.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But how I know how I'm honestly, I'm not too familiar yet.
So, and to that, the whole thing about stocks is that there's time to make money in every market. Mm-hmm. There's time to make money when there's recessions. There's time to make money when people are buying. And in these recessions, if someone who understands how the market is working, they'll know where to move your assets.
Right.
And in doing so, that's how you're able to continue making money while so many other industries are failing.
Okay, yeah, because I think that is one of the key parts of Novatech is that they do have a pretty solid team of investors and who know the industry inside and out. And again, for those who are listening and who are interested, I'm definitely encouraging you guys to come and take part. It's a free workshop on Saturday, on Zoom, Saturday 11 a.m. People just tune in and just to find out where you could deep dive and ask some questions. But I have to say, it is I think for those who are kind of new in the game and who want to get involved, it's a good way of going about it. And so for Matthew, like you yourself, like do you still, I know there's been a lot happening, are you still offering the workshops and the courses and stuff like that?
Yeah,
for those who are interested.
Yeah.
Perfect. So now this is something I strongly recommend for those who are listening and tuning in, who's interested in diversifying or even looking for long-term investments that you want to, you know, put some funds aside. I want to again invite you guys to come take part on Saturday, but also to connect with Matthew, because what I have found is that just the basic knowledge that you've been able to teach has made a world of a difference in terms of just my basic understanding of what it is, but also you could help those who are looking to invest in these kind of platforms. Yeah. Right. What would you say? And I'm putting you on a spot for people who are reluctant, who are looking at it and they're not sure if investing in digital currency is for them. What can you say to those?
Well, look, crypto is not for everybody. Some people are just not comfortable with that volatility. Mm-hmm. For me, how I see it is, you know, you got to take that leap of faith. You know, there are good projects out there that will go up in value. You know, you just got to find them, do your due diligence of research, see where the world is headed, see how it's going to be contributed into our society, and, you know, make that, you know, take that leap of faith into crypto.
I think the biggest part there. Go ahead.
But when you do it, start off small. Learn a little bit about it, and then you could put more money as you go and learn as you go as well.
You see, and so what I was going to say is that it's don't go into it ignorant. It's there's a value in doing a little bit of homework, and I kind of joked about it before, but not necessarily just falling off of what the hype is. Like if there's a hype, if there's a particular artist promoting a particular
project
or coin, that might not necessarily be the one. It might just be the people who are behind the coin were able to, you know, pay for that endorsement.
Yeah.
Right? Because it reaps huge benefits. Now, let me ask you, as a community, as a melanated community, if we wanted to create a coin.
Yeah.
For our community to be able to invest in and our ethics, you know, we're ethical people. We're here to make sure the needs of the community are met. Is that something we could do? And how?
It's possible. I'm not too familiar on how to create a token itself, but it is possible to make a token.
Yeah.
And I actually know one person who's created it. Mm-hmm. They've created their own token, and I'm not going to sit here and say it's easy,
right?
But once you understand how it works, it's not too complicated to create. But you're going to need a MetaMask or BlueC and one of those like platforms in order to create. To create your
okay, yeah, all right. So next level. You just brought me next level because I was like, "What blue? What?" Yeah. Okay, and then a last thing I want to ask, and this is because somebody else was asking me about it. Let me throw it at you. When it comes to mining crypto, now because somebody else is telling me that's another side of the crypto industry,
yeah,
where you could generate revenue that way as well, and it's like more of a passive kind of way of generating revenue. So just you know, for our listeners, so we're giving them a broad scope of everything that has to do with crypto.
Yeah.
What about mining?
Well, mining, the thing is, you could buy like these mining routers where you could actually mine a whole bunch of different cryptos, and over time it does add up, and you can make money from mining. But
wait, hold on. first, let's elaborate. What is mining?
Okay, so basically what mining is, it's a way of just collecting more cryptocurrencies. So you're connected to other routers wherever, like in the city, and people just come together and like, I don't know the specific, but like it's, you're just generating more crypto off of a specific project. Got
it, because crypto is a digital currency, so you're actually, so it has to come from somewhere, so and it comes from people who are mining it and mining it. Okay, so it's like you're using your computers to really, like, you have, it's almost like you have your computers running doing something, like they're mining.
It's just like, it's really just generating other cryptocurrencies.
Okay, and the process to doing that. So, and the time, and what, like the investments. Like, are you familiar with these kind of things?
No,
okay, because these are questions people are asking me. I'm like, okay, I don't know. I forgot to ask Matt. He's a genius.
Yeah.
Well, then be prepared, because some people might come with that on Saturday.
Yeah,
I told them, I'm not sure. Just come ask Matt on Saturday. So don't be surprised. Yeah. We'll have some questions.
Poor Matt.
You know, everything crypto, I'm sending to you, Matt. You already know. Yeah. Like, it's like, okay, so that's what it is. So, all right. So let's just, again, let's remind our people for this coming Saturday what to expect. So on your end, what are you going to be bringing for the people on Saturday?
So I'm explaining about the importance of crypto exchanges, security, ledgers, and I also offer a course where you can also, like, I offer research, I offer a way of how to view the crypto markets. Mm-hmm. So with all of that together, you know, the person who's willing to learn and make some money, they will be able to.
And so for those who might not be able to make it Saturday, but they do want to connect with you, can you share your contact information?
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. So my number is 514-574-2775.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, you guys. You know you're going to have to say it two times. And
we
have to slow it down for me here. They're now they're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You threw out that number super fast. Yeah. Try to get that. Okay, one more time.
514-574-2775.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have an Instagram page called operator31_.
Okay.
And I post like a lot of research. It's like a mind map, just different. It's about being open-minded, seeing different types of articles that show you where things are headed with the technology. So it gives you a better idea of where we're headed.
And that phone number was not for y'all to call pretending to look for Bitcoin and trying to go with him because you like his voice over the radio. I'm just going to say that now because I already see it happening. And his Instagram is not for dating.
Thanks, Kai. Kai's usually here to just, you know, make sure people stay professional.
Disclaimer.
Good job. Yeah. No, so that is huge. Again, I also want to encourage people, you guys could also check out OFClink.com and just search Matt or search crypto, and his profile will come up as well for you guys. So again, I'm reminding everybody, this coming Saturday, it is going to be online. We will post links everywhere. Just get in contact with the OFC, either 514-651-4545. I'll repeat it, but I know you guys know this number. 514-651-4545. Text, WhatsApp, whatever it be the case. We will also share the links and stuff on the Empower Hour pages for those who want to take part on the free workshop this coming Saturday, 11 a.m. I'm strongly encouraging everybody to participate. Come and join and take part. Matt, you know how we like to get down on the Empower Hour. So as we're concluding and wrapping up, we like to have our guests leave our listeners with some closing words, some empowering words. Every time I like to put people on the spot with these things. So what would you like to leave our listeners with today?
Well, first, I want to tell everyone, you know, like I said before, you know, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, stay safe, you know. Mm-hmm. But I also want to let people know, like, no matter what, there's always opportunity to make money. Don't let this market, don't let certain things that are happening right now persuade you into not investing, you know. This is the perfect time to do it, you know. This is the perfect time to accumulate. And even if you can't put a whole bunch of money at one time, you know, start off bits by bits and slowly add, you know, have a goal to have a certain amount within a certain time, you know, and things will pick up from there.
Matt, I want to thank you again for being guest with
us. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Like usual, I thank you for what you're doing, what you're doing for the community. Thank you for being with us on Parlay with the People. So you guys just continue to stay tuned, stay locked. This is the Empower Hour, and we're coming up with some more hot fire up next.
What it do, Empower Hour listeners? It is your homegirl, Tammy. You already know I'm not a pastor, but y'all gonna get the word today.
Now, first and foremost, I hope everyone is doing good. I hope that January 2023 is going good for you up to now. You know, I don't know if you guys have noticed it, but time is just going by fast, like faster than usual. And at first I just thought like, okay, well, you know, I hit 40 this year. Well, in 2022, I was like, maybe that's what it is. You know, my kids are getting older. I'm busy. You know, maybe it's just like, okay, time is just kind of, it seems like it's moving faster. But really, I'm like, no, something's going on. Because if you look outside, normally in January, as of, you know, 3:45, 4, it is pretty much dark, right? 4:15, yeah, it's dark. Now, in January, it could be 5:15, and it's still light outside. It's still a little light. It's getting darker, but it's not the same as January's, you know, the previous January's. So I started looking into this, and it's called the quickening, right? So make sure you go and check that out, research it, read up on it. Again, the quickening. And we're not crazy. Time is actually going by faster than it was. So anyways, that's just a sidebar. But okay, let's get right into it. Now, I have so much I want to say. First thing that I want to start off with is how, you know, I'm really tired of Quebec. I'll say Quebec not respecting Black athletes, right? I'm going to say also Quebec not valuing the contributions that Black athletes, Black artists, you know, that we bring to the table. Now, you know, there's been a lot of discussion about a lot of things surrounding PK Subban, but I think we can all agree as melanated people that the way they treated him was disgusting. Okay. I don't even think that's up for debate. I think we can all acknowledge that. Now,